work at Jeffers High School in Painesdale, Michigan. We use spatial abilities quite a bit in the mathematics curriculum. The most obvious class would, of course, be geometry. This course is centered on studying two-dimensional and three-dimensional objects. Oftentimes, students are asked to look at a three-dimensional object and talk about its surface area or break it down to its net, which would be its two-dimensional image. But also in a course like statistics, if you have data, a lot of times there's a spatial component to analyzing data sets. In a calculus course, students are often asked to take their function and maybe rotate it around an axis and then perhaps find the volume, or maybe take a slice and look at washers or disks of a solid. So breaking an object down and being able to manipulate it or rotate it or reflect it is essential in many mathematics courses. Our students often in geometry, for instance, have to find volume of a shape or maybe the surface area of a shape. So being able to picture that, and especially going from the three-dimensional to the two-dimensional surface area, for instance, in painting a room even, allows the students to be good consumers in addition to being able to solve just a geometry problem as they realize how much carpeting they need to buy in order to carpet a room that might have an irregular shape, for instance, or paint a room. It may open up doors for some of these students to look at fields such as engineering, where they might not even have thought about something like that before. I know also I've had students mention that when they look at molecules in chemistry, that they have to know how the pieces fit together. And our chemistry teacher has some of the sets with the balls and the rods where the students put the atoms together to make the molecules. And students have described that as similar to the spatial training that they have done. One interesting fact with the program that happened last spring was I happened to have the same group in Algebra 1. This was the 8th grade algebra course that I was also using the spatial skills training with. And two of the girls that were consistently the strongest students in the algebra course didn't do very well on the pretest for the spatial visualization. We pretest and then post-test the students just to see how much ground that they've covered. And the girls did not do real well at all on the pretest on the spatial visualization skills. But after we went through the modules and we took the post-test, these girls actually made the highest gains in the class. So I guess what that says to me is these girls are very mathematically inclined and very good students, but they did not have an experience or an opportunity to be exposed to developing their spatial skills. But after going through this program, their spatial skills were really enhanced and developed quite a bit. From my experience, the girls tended to really enjoy working in what we called their partner pair. And we actually came across this quite by accident. What happened is the course was scheduled at a time when there was a lot of computer use already in the building, so we had limited access to computers. So instead of every student having their own computer, which was going to be the ideal situation, we had to partner students up to share a computer while they went through the tutorial. But while I was watching the students go through their tutorials, I noticed the positive interactions they were having, how they were asking each other questions. And if they didn't understand something, they would ask their partner for clarification. And I decided that I would allow them to work on pairs, not only on the computer tutorial, which we had to do because of limited access, but also for the worksheets. And I really enjoyed watching the interactions with the students. They often would ask questions of their partner, and sometimes they were just looking for a small clarification or sometimes just for reassurance, but they almost treated it as more of a social activity, and they really enjoyed the computer aspect and the workbook pages working in the partner pairs. In fact, I would have some of the students who would stop by my classroom each morning and ask, are we doing spatial skills today? And they would be very excited if my answer was, yes, we are doing spatial skills today. I think part of the excitement with the spatial skills training was not only the technology aspect of it, working with the computers is always fun for the students, but just the fact that this was so different from anything that they've done before. They hadn't had training like this before, and they have the computer aspect, but they also have the drawing, which is almost like an art class. So, you know, a lot of times computers and art are the subjects that students like the best. So putting those two together was just a real positive thing. And I think they were also very impressed with how much their skills were developing. Some of the students, when they were provided with isometric dot paper on the first day and just asked to draw a cube by connecting dots, could not even draw a cube in three dimensions. And by the end of that day, they're drawing small buildings and they're seeing their progress. So I think the excitement generated, a lot of it was a result of, hey, I can do this. And this is a lot of fun. And look at how good I am at this.